Thursday, 14 April 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for tuning into the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is a ministry sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're today in 1 Peter chapter 4, and we're looking at God's priorities, especially as we come into these last days, and he is warning us concerning the suffering that is to come. In the midst of this, he gives us that which he says is above all things. Now, when God says something is above all things, I believe that's just what it means. It means above all the other concerns and endeavors that we have. He said, now here's a priority. Father, do bless us now with thy word. Speak to my heart and the hearts of all of our listeners. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As he warns us concerning the suffering that's to come and that we should compare our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ and to arm ourselves concerning this matter of suffering, he says in verse 7, but the end of all things is at hand. I'm in 1 Peter 4 now in verse 7 following. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things, and here we have it, and above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. And so here God brings up this topic of love and a godly love, have fervent charity one to another, one for another. And dear friend, let us remember this, that love, the type of love that's translated charity in the Word of God, is the superior type of love. It's above, certainly, that of the flesh. It's above brotherly love, and it is a love that emanates from God. We love God because He first loved us. Now, as we begin this part of this series, let's realize that God, our Heavenly Father, is the example of what we are being taught here. Would you quote with me John 3:16? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Getting ready to preach this message today, my mind went back over the years when I was just entering into the ministry. And I'll tell you, there was a lot of fighting going on, a lot of battles going on. Positions had to be taken. They still have to be taken today, by the way. But I mean, it just seemed like razor blades were flying 10 feet tall. And the matter of love was pretty much overlooked as far as preaching was concerned. For there was always the possibility of being confused with the doctrine of the liberals and so forth, where they use the term love. What they were really speaking about was licentiousness, if you want to know the truth. But they were not preaching about Bible love, but they called it love. And we would, you know, we just stay far away from that. But I have found out that love, this love that comes from God, is not a matter of weakness, but it's a matter of strength. For instance, over in Matthew chapter 5, and we'll say more about this later, but our Lord Jesus Christ teaching the disciples in the Beatitudes, and by the way, here he's not even referring to their brethren there in Christ. He's referring to their enemies. You have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Verse 46, for if you love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do you have more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Now, I want to tell you, to have that kind of love that comes from God is a matter of strength and not certainly a matter of weakness. But here in 1 Peter chapter 4, he is speaking about the love among and for our brethren in Christ Jesus, and remembering this, that God, our Heavenly Father, is the example for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Most of you probably listening to this broadcast today are familiar of the parable of the prodigal son. You know, this particular man had two sons, and one of them decided he wanted all that was coming to him. He became the prodigal, and he goes off, and he wastes his life and wastes his living and so forth. He'll finally come back, and he'll repent of his sins, and his father will receive him and restore him. Well, dear friend, the hero of that story is not the prodigal son that goes off, nor the selfish son that stays home, but the hero of the story, the one who represents God, is the father who was willing to forgive and restore this boy back into fellowship with the family. I'll tell you, a matter of the love of God is a matter of strength and not a matter of weakness. You know, Solomon, reputed to be the wisest of all men, and of course I know he was writing by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, but he writes in Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 12, "Hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins." Hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins. Now, you'll find that love, I'm speaking again now, not of carnality, not of wickedness, not of sensuality, but godly love. Please, just keep this straight. Let's keep this straight in our hearts and minds. Love is our identification mark as children of God. In John chapter 13 and verses 31 through 35, John 13 and verses 31 through 35, we read, "Therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and straightway glorify him. Little children." Now Jesus is getting ready to die. He writes, "Little children, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, whither I go, ye cannot come. So now I say unto you, a new commandment I give you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another." Here our Lord Jesus Christ said, I'm going to give you a new commandment now. He said, now what this commandment is, that ye love one another, and here is the basis for it, here is the yardstick for it, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Man, wouldn't that solve a multitude of problems today? You know, it's so sad when family members can't get along together because they don't love each other, when church members can't get along with each other because they don't love each other. I'm speaking about people who profess to be saved. I know this is probably just supposed to be a little funny example to illustrate this, but I heard about a church body that was so divided that they were singing two songs at the same time. On one side of the church, they were singing, "Will there be any stars in my crown?" And the other side of the congregation was singing, "No, not one." Dear friend, love is an identifying mark that we know and we love the Lord. He said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. As I have loved you, so shall ye love one another." I'll read this and we'll pick this up on the next broadcast, God willing. "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." He didn't say, "By this shall all men know you're my disciples, if you've got all these different degrees." He didn't say, "By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you're a polished speaker." He didn't say, "By this shall all men know that you're my disciples," for any other reason but this one: if ye have love one to another. Thanks be to God for his godly love. Remember, we love him because he first loved us. Good Lord willing, we'll continue this on our next broadcast. Father, thank you for your love that you gave to us, that you demonstrated to us, and the very fact that by your grace you keep us is a manifestation of thy love. Now, Lord, help us to love one another, even as thou hast loved us, especially as we come into these trying times of these last days. God, help us to see that we are not to live for ourselves, but we are to live for thee and to live for others, and not be wrapped up in love for ourselves, but love for thee. and love for others. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. May our Lord be pleased to make each of us a channel of his blessing. Please join us next broadcast if you can.